So this is book Little J, October 8th, 1974, going to December of the same year. Continuing to try to prepare I-125 labeled Papin shedding experiment is the first one described there. So still trying to get different samples. And the autoradiograph on page 2 is substantially better than many others, and fairly good counts, but the reason being that a reasonable amount of counts put onto the gel, so that the something of the order of 600,000 counts was available. Beta 2 microglobulin is labeled. There will be a carrier there, and the radioactivity. So yes, it looks as if the experiments are beginning to work anyway on this one, but no particular comment on it, just a little line showing beta 2M and where it was labeled. With a question mark about what there's a lot of labels that is not beta 2M with a question mark on it. So this is continuing on page 5, Dave precipitated, that's Dave McCain, precipitated half a mil with antibody from the J1 harvest and obtained 74,000 counts per minute, which is dissolved easily in chloral hydrate, etc. And exposed from Friday to Saturday and Saturday to Monday. The results are no beta 2M yet in the antibody, but new I-125 beta 2M is good but contains some impurities. Plus or minus carrier has no effect on the electrophoresis, but the only successful antibody precipitation was a 3-day plus carrier I-87 experiment. Therefore, retest the latest I-125. There's lots of label, but they're not of the product that we are hoping to get. And this papain strip method is papain is in the medium and is presumably thought to release beta 2 microglobulin. Continuing this type of experiment with antibody precipitates. Autoradiography and stain. Rough repeat with iodinated beta 2 microglobulin papain with cold beta 2M on page 13. worrying about the susceptibility of beta 2 microglobulin to papain on Tuesday, October 15th. But the conclusion is that this enzyme substrate ratio, there is not breakdown. Therefore, decrease the enzyme or add beta 2 microglobulin. The unknown band was taken out for sequencing. Attempted to take it out. But the conclusion was that having cut the band out, that this band is dialyzable in heavy underlying. The dialysate had about 400,000 counts per minute in it. The liquid in the gel had about something like 15,000 counts. This still I-125 papain strip with 1/10 of papain and carrier beta 2 microglobulin in the medium, and with a result that about 120 microcuries were released and about 9 microcuries were left on the cell, and so it looked as if it was possible to decrease the papain more. Although, unfortunately, antibody precipitation with the harvested material, no appreciable counts in the antibody precipitate. Wednesday, Thursday, October 17th, page 21, gel autoradiograph with lots of counts, but with the results suggest a minuscule trace extra of beta-2M, continued by decreasing the enzyme 10 times more, despite the comments on the following page. Check on of a band, gave about 120,000 counts per minute centrifuge, but plus chlorohydrate and some aluminum lactate today to brown its sequencing. Comment, okay, purification must be greater than 100-fold. And lower still papain strip being considered, and test zero papain next. Repeat on Tuesday, October 22nd, with zero papain. was on the opposite page, a yield approximately 9 microcuries. Gel on the following page, but they're saying that the product was looking at a sample of 1.6 times 10 to the 6th count with no papain, and then with second extract with a thousandth, and then third with a hundredth papain, and with the control, and the counts are definitely released with the papain, as it says. The product was only liberated by papain, but it didn't give anything that looked like beta 2 microglobulin. Trying mercaptan ethanol on the stored material, page 37. 8 molar urea aluminum lactate tests on page 39. Chloral hydrate extraction on 41. Continuing this general testing. Typical gel on page 43 with lots of counts in the eye and J21 control material, but no beta 2 microglobulin in the harvest product. Repeating the experiment without carrier. Total counts in the precipitate were about 0.5 to 0.7%. But nothing was remarkable enough to have any very promising comments. Monday, October 28th, chloramine T trial. With the interpretation on, with a comment on the page 51 with a couple of circles, looks positive by electrophoresis, but a tad fast. Then the interpretation on page 50 that previous experiments labelled lactoperoxidase, etc., etc., healer experiment, etc., and comments on the result. But the material that was obtained on the autoradiograph is a little bit faster than beta 2 microglobulin, as it says in the comment there, a yield less than 1 microcurie. And Dave McCain was sequencing these proteins, presumably by hand, with Edman degradation, because we're not yet using the sequenator on these radioactive materials, as far as I recollect. I don't know whether we were using the sequenator at this point or not. Perhaps it's probable that we were. since it was, yeah, we were probably using the sequinator, although it's not immediately clear of that. Although if I look at what is described later, the sequencing was with the quantitative sequinator runs, so they were, all these sequences were obtained with the Edmund Begg sequinator that I've talked about earlier. And so going back to page 53, October 29, antibody precipitation not successful by counts. But we have there the comment one kept overnight for Dave to sequence. Continuing to try to get label into beta 2 macroglobulin. Reruns on page 57. Expose at least 24 hours, better 48 hours. But quite a lot of count. Comment on page 65, the latest set of results show that for present purposes lactoperoxidase and chloramine T give the same result, so the components are real. Now necessary to check 356 versus GM17, those are the two cell lines, and then return to HeLa to get a known positive. On page 69, Dave repeated the antibody with 1.4 mil and got 52,000 counts. Formula on how to make aluminium lactate buffer. It was always a rather entertaining and somewhat difficult, because you had to take aluminium foil and then activate it by coating it with a thin film of mercury. So immerse the foil in mercuric chloride to activate the foil. Pour off the mercuric chloride, being careful not to lose any foil, and be careful because mercuric chloride is poisonous, etc., etc. This is after Sung and Smithies in biopolymers, where we've made aluminium lactate buffers. Page 75, continuation of the earlier experiment with the comment, most of the antibody counts are not in beta 2 macroglobulin. Of new lactoperoxidase, HeLa cells retested, and so on. Huge amounts of counts on page 87, judging from the autoradiographs, 72 hour exposures, enormous dark film. But only a minute trace of beta 2 macroglobulin. And with 72 hour exposure, further exposure failed to make this more definite. never gave up. Healer Papin, age 93. Large scale healer experiments on November 26th. And continuing in the same vein. Pulse chase intrinsic label and shed without antibody, using 35S methionine this time, on page 105. Thanksgiving Day, another Thanksgiving Day experiment. Not the first. On page 109, we've seen experiments on Thanksgiving Day before. The results suggest a beta 2M in original 24 medium and in the Triton extract. Very much better dried the gel. Still, all these experiments are basically incremental, if even that. A methionine labeling F35 on page 117 repeated. CJ120. And comments on the results. 200 microcuries of S35 methionine on page 121. He used quite a lot of lead those days. But there's the December 5th. Using goat anti-rabbit, FC and polyethylene glycol, etc. 6 day exposures, 17 hour exposure. Sloping gel, but it's come to successful again. But successful in what sense is not immediately clear. Perhaps that there is some beta 2 microglobulin in the supernatant antibody precipitate. There was a medium supernatant harvest and Triton harvest, and the supernatant antibody precipitate, which has 100,000 counts, and that there is definitely a band that looks as if it is in the same place as the I-125 labeled material. And the following experiment was repeat sterile I-125 pulse chase with a big comment on the top, abandon. Octolone tests again on Sunday, December 8th. I'm trying to see what things meant and with the conclusion that the results approximately equivalent to the electrophoretic result suggests that 24 hours is several times the average turnover time of some part of beta 2 microglobulin, etc. This method is probably the fastest to study 35 S labeled material. And as we get to the end here of this book, we're nearing the end. Many gels are being tested in a turnover study. Yeah, with no clear statement as to what they mean. Monday, December 23rd, purified anti-beta 2 microglobulin. Dave made gamma 2, etc., etc. Alkaline gel test for 356 versus GM17. Very long run. Lots of counts, but no comments on what the results meant. As we reach the end of this book, the last page, or next to the last page, December 26th, page 147 is an octalone test with no written interpretation, but the result is shown. And the last page is Pharmacia cyanogen bromide activated cephalose used for coupling, etc. To try to label the antibody or to cleave the methionine. The comment is that Pharmacia cyanogen bromide activated cephalose recommends coupling in 0.1 mole of sodium bicarbonate, sodium chloride, etc. But that is the end of this book and the end of what we are going to do today.